This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre. This is the second year the Voices of Our Nation Arts Foundation is meeting in Miami. The VONA Workshop is a place for writers of color to hone their work in a bunch of different genres: fiction, memoir, poetry. The 2 weeks of programming kicked off this week at the University of Miami, and in addition to the workshop, there are several events with prominent writers, including Edwige Johnicott, Willie Perdomo, and Andrew Pham. Evelina Galang teaches fiction at the VONA Workshop. She's also director of the creative writing program at UM. She explains why programs like VONA are important.
For me, as a writer who never had mentors of color growing up, it creates an opportunity for writers to not only have a mirror of their stories and their perspectives, sitting in the classroom, sitting in the round with them, guiding them, but it also gives the students themselves an opportunity to really focus on craft in a way that sometimes is difficult in a mixed writing workshop.
So you were the first person in your family born in the U.S., and your parents are from the Philippines.
Yes.
What makes it so difficult to establish or find your voice as a young writer, as a person of color in the U.S.?
So I think that, you know, for myself, when I was sitting in the classroom with my peers, it's not so much that my voice was stymied or that it was hard for me to speak up. It was that all the examples I had were these amazing writers, but they were writers from another culture, and they were from the dominant culture, and they were white, as white as they can be and as great as they can be. They did not respond to the stories that my heart was concerned with, that my voice was concerned with. And because everybody around me was also educated in that same literary foundation, right, the stories I started to come up with oftentimes were not met with the kind of rigorous criticism that one might expect from the peer next to me, for example. Or oftentimes the intention of the story was not understood. And a lot of it really is about craft. You know, it's not so much about talking about being a person of color or talking about a community. We are that. We don't have to talk about it. We are that. But when we're in that space, the concerns, just like when you're with your buddies or whatever, you know, your best friends, there's a way of understanding what you're trying to do. And those are the best people who can oftentimes say, this isn't working and I'll tell you why.
You were also part of, I guess, a group of people that brought VONA down here. Do you think Miami has changed VONA at all?
I think that VONA has actually given Miami another kind of flavor. Because, of course, we are also such an international city that sometimes we don't see race in the same way. So I noticed that there was a kind of conversation happening when writers like David Moore got here and they started to engage with the Miami community. And so our social tensions, our racial tensions, our tensions between nationalities are shifted a little left and right around VONA. So I think that VONA being here actually brings another perspective to issues of race and diversity.
VONA faculty will be reading selections of their work Thursday evening at the Villain Theater. You can find out more information about this and other VONA events at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.